Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa, a spiritual community that promotes global transformation through personal transformation. At the center, we are motivated by a compelling vision of a healthy, loving world, which we call the Global Heart Vision. This vision inspires us to bring the gifts of compassion and loving kindness to the world through our ministries and teaching. What you are about to hear is a recording of a message delivered at the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa. Feel welcomed. Feel at home.
Good morning, Santa Rosa Center for Spiritual Living. My name is Gary Lynn Floyd. It's an honor for me to be back with you this morning. Here's a new song I wrote with Amy Bishop. It's called One Step at a Time. Sing it if you catch on. Gonna climb this mountain, I won't stop till I get to the top. One step at a time, no doubt about it, I won't stop till I get to the top. One step at a time. Gonna climb this mountain, I won't stop till I get to the top. One step at a time, no doubt about it, no doubt about it, won't stop till I get to the top. One step at a time. Leave behind what's weighing me down, wash away what's holding me back. My heart is falling, face forward, feet on the ground, living in this courage I've found. The sky is calling, gonna climb this mountain, won't stop till I get to the top. One step at a time, no doubt about it, I won't stop till I get to the top. One step at a time. Leave behind what's weighing me down, wash away what's holding me back. My heart is falling, face forward, feet on the ground, living in this courage I've found. The sky is calling. Here we go again. Gonna climb this mountain, I won't stop till I get to the top. One step at a time. You sound great, no doubt about it, I won't stop till I get to the top. One step at a time. Leave behind what's weighing me down, wash away what's holding me back. My heart is falling, face forward, feet on the ground, living in this courage I've found. The sky is calling. Gonna climb this mountain, I won't stop till I get to the top. One step at a time, no doubt about it, I won't stop till I get to the top. One step at a time. 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 One step at a time.
Hello. And welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa. This is our virtual service, and I am Edward Fulion, and I am so pleased to be able to welcome you today, especially if this is your first time joining us. I'd like to be able to tell you about the many ways that you can connect with the teaching, the inspiration, the community, and the events of our Center for Spiritual Living by using social media. And this will be good information for those of you who are regulars too, because perhaps you do not know that the Center for Spiritual Living, Santa Rosa, has a robust social media presence. I'm going to share a screen with you to show you what I'm talking about. Here, for example, is our Instagram page. Now, you might be thinking, well, I'm not an Instagram user. That doesn't matter. You can still see the center's Instagram content by going to any browser and navigating to instagram.com/CSL Santa Rosa. And there you will be able to browse through all of our posts. If you are an Instagram user, I invite you to follow us so that you can receive notification of our posts. Here you will find inspiration, information, education, and community connection. For example, the recent post about our concert with Karen Drucker, which was a wonderful success. Images from our members' gardens with all pictures of their pets or their activities that they're doing while in shelter in place, including their favorite quotes. Also, you will find reminders about our values, invitations to global prayer opportunities, and so on. Now, right at the top of our Instagram page, you will find a link that, if you click, will take you to a quick and convenient summary of all of the ways that you can connect with the center on social media, including an invitation to support anti-racism. Right at the top is our center website, which, if you click, will take you to your one-stop information for everything that is going on at the center. Meetings, meditations, groups, services, classes, and so on. You can also find the center on Facebook. Yes, we have a Facebook group and we have a Facebook page, two different landing spots in Facebook. One is outward facing, the more formal information, and the other, the group, is inward facing, a place for you, member communities, to post your own inspiration, your own photographs, your own questions, your own statements. Also a link to how to connect your children, your teens, with our youth and family ministry at the center. Also a place to explore all of the free ways that you can receive spiritual support at the center, as well as the professional spiritual coaching that is available through our licensed practitioners. There's an archive of service videos and podcasts also. All of it available if you go to our Instagram page or our homepage. Now, something about social media that is very interesting. By now, you are familiar with the phrase like. I liked it. It was liked. We had 10 likes. Did you know that the artificial intelligence that's working in the background of all of these social media platforms, the bots, they don't really pay much attention to what we like or don't like? They consider it to be something like, well, a thumbs up, because it's so easy to do. You know, just click a like. So it's not considered a good measure of engagement or interest. Do you know what is considered a good measure of engagement and interest? When you take the time to comment. The little artificial intelligent bot pays attention. Wow. That user took the time, had to write something down and make sure it made sense. It must have heart and meaning to them. And you know what is even more compelling and interesting to the artificial intelligence? If you and I share a post, because that means, wow, the Center for Spiritual Living is putting out information that is so compelling that Mary or Joe or Edward felt it necessary to share to their own social media platform. So there are three things you can do to help us articulate and share everything that's going on in the spiritual community in furtherance of our vision. Like it, certainly. But take a moment to say something from your heart. I know you've got something to say. Make a comment. And thirdly, share it. That's going to help. You see, because at the Center for Spiritual Living, we are activated by a vision of a world that works for everyone. We call that vision the global vision, and it invites us to see beyond what is directly going on right now to a greater yet to be. And that can be difficult to do right now, especially in the year 2020, a global pandemic, sheltering in place, the emotional, physical stress with that confinement, where communities worldwide are dealing with implicit bias and racism, post-traumatic syndrome right here at home as we struggle through yet another year of fires, challenged economies, and on it goes. All of it calling us to, and rightfully so, to deal with what is right in front of us. And simultaneously, at the same time, for those of us who are practicing this path called science of mind, we are called, well, it's almost a spiritual imperative. We are called to use our beautiful minds to take a moment to pause and to lift up our vision beyond what is right here in front of us, and to also see that promised land of a world in which we live as one family with equity and justice for all, where forgiveness is the norm, where everyone has enough food and shelter, where we feel our oneness with each other without abandoning our sense of diversity. And as we imagine this, to let the feeling of it so inspire us and so raise us up that we become a light, like a lamp shining a light on a pathway for all those who, like us, wish to travel to the same destination. And that is what the Center for Spiritual Living Santa Rosa is about. And I invite you to be part of it. And today I invite you to use your social media on our behalf to spread the word that there is a power for good in the universe and that we can and do use it all the time. It is time for us now to turn within, to prepare ourselves for today's message. And we do that with music. And also with spiritual mind treatment, which is another word for affirmative prayer. So I invite you to take a breath in with me like this. And as you exhale, perhaps let your eyes close. And I know, I'm confident that somewhere between the music and the meditation, the affirmative prayer, the message, all of it, the sense of community, is exactly what your heart is seeking for the next step of your spiritual journey. Welcome.
O Great Spirit of love, giving freely, refusing none. O Great Spirit of love, eternal goodness flows like a flood. Love is all is love. Join us in singing the music of one in all in one. No greater blessing, neath moon or sun. O Great Spirit of love, giving freely, refusing none. O Great Spirit of love, eternal goodness flows like a flood. Love is all is love. Join us in singing the music of one in all in one. No greater blessing, neath moon or sun. no greater blessing. No greater blessing. Oh, great Spirit.
Please join me in prayer. There is only God, the first cause, the lover of loves, the infinite, divine wisdom, divine intelligence, that which encompasses all, that which exudes from all, that which holds and sustains and cares for all, that which is love itself, the Almighty, the primary instigator of all that is and be. And I recognize that I am an expression of that life. I recognize that I am a divine emanation of that which started it all. And as that is true for me, that is true for everyone that is listening to this. For I am, you are, we are that which it is. We are full expressions as sun rays of the sun of the light. And so I'm knowing today that our way of being together in the form that it takes, that what will needs be heard will be heard, what will needs be shifted will be shifted, what needs be healed will be healed, the good that wants to be exposed will be exposed, that love and peace will reign. So I'm grateful, I'm thankful for knowing this reality, for knowing this reality based in principle, based in truth. I give thanks. And I simply release this word knowing that it's already done into that aspect of God that always says yes. And I let it be. And so it is. Hello. My name is Lawrence Edwards. I'm a ministerial intern at the center. Here is today's affirmation from our Beyond 2020 Spiritual Vision Book of Affirmations. I live in the quiet realization that the good of God is fully present in my life right now, and I open to experience it more fully. And so it is.
When you're losing your way, when it's too much to take, when your will is broken, I'm here. I can be your shelter, be your safe place to land. When your heart is empty, I'm here. I have enough love for both of us. I know it's gonna be okay. I have enough love for both of us. Love always finds a way. Love always finds a way. if the future's unknown, if the path's overgrown, I will cradle your soul. Don't fear. Though you don't have the answers, may not know where to go, what you need is inside you. Just trust, and you know I have enough love for both of us. I know it's gonna be okay. I have enough love for both of us. Love always finds a way. Love always finds a way. I'm your light in the storm. I'm your call to come home. I'm your beacon of hope. You can count on me. You can count on me. I have enough love for both of us. I know it's gonna be okay. Love always finds a way. 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 Yeah.
It's 2020, and some people might say, what a mess. In addition to a worldwide pandemic, we've been sheltering in place, and it's now the end of August. Homeschooling, my heart goes to parents who have to take on expanded roles, and world communities really looking at systemic racism and the societal inequities that have resulted from generations of inequities. And the unrest and violence in our cities and, you know, our county, Sonoma County and Northern California, I think it's fair to say we're getting beat up. You know, another year of fire. I spoke to a person who said, you know, we're moving out of Sonoma County. We're just beat. We can't take this anymore. We already lost a home in the previous fire, and now to be evacuated again during a time when we are struggling with our business because of the closures, you know, it's on the verge of not making it, and we feel the trauma and just the smoke, the smell, it's too much. I understand. I felt the same way. You know, it's the definition of a raw deal. 2020 is the year of the raw deal. You know, just think about it. You know, from the simplest thing, everyone who had a birthday scheduled in 2020, raise your hand. You know, you probably got a raw deal on, you had to at least adapt your celebration. Or everyone who graduated this year, think of that. You know, think of the moments that are supposed to be cherished celebrations and memories, you know. Well, everybody who was celebrating an anniversary, or, you know, anybody who was planning to get married this year, or anyone who had a plan to go on a vacation, you know. Thank God we're resilient. And as one of my friends said, I'm so tired of being resilient. You know, it's important to have a place to say things like that. I'm so darn tired of being resilient or being strong. That's why I value our after-service prayer rooms on Zoom. So important to have that place, you know, a place to say, I know I'm supposed to be resilient. I know that. I know that those of us who practice science of mind, we're supposed to know the spiritual truth all the time, right? And we're supposed to know that simultaneous wild stuff is happening. We're supposed to know that there is a spirit of completeness. I know that. And sometimes how our human hearts ache and how our minds get tired and our emotions get frazzled, and who among us doesn't need a timeout or a pep talk or a reminder? So preparing today for the message, I looked at the topic assigned, and it's believe in your dang self. And I just felt frustrated, and I thought, oh God, I just don't need that right now. You know what I mean? I don't need a pep talk. I need this to stop. Anyway, I did some looking about where does this talk title come from that I'm supposed to talk about, you know. And it comes from this book. You know, we used to have this program of recommended books for the month. And with Shelter in Place, it sort of, you know, got off kilter a little bit. But we're going to get it back. Anyway, it's from this book. Rachel Hollis. Girl, stop apologizing. A shame-free plan for embracing and achieving your life's goals. So I reluctantly opened the book and looked for the section that this title comes from. And it turns out it's from the conclusion, which I must tell you, I read. And I read it, and as I read it, I felt my spirit moving. Do you know what I mean by that? I felt something in me. And through the words, the author was reaching into my truth center, and her words were that she was telling me through the text, they were awakening in me something that agreed. So it's so much more than a pep talk. And my response to the words is the kind of response we typically have, when in the midst of life's grit and grime, something strikes a chord of truth, and its resonance wakes up a sleeping giant in us. At first, like a small light flickering, and then as it illuminates us, our thinking and our thoughts, we rise. So I want to read it to you. I want to read to you what Rachel Hollis is saying. I'm pretty stinking fired up at this point. I almost went full on bad language as I titled this last part. Just so you know that I was really and truly in beast mode on your behalf. But then I realized something. You have to already know that. If you don't realize that I'm so on fire for you and your dreams and what you're going to accomplish in your life, then we must just not know each other very well yet. So I got to tell you, I did go back and start reading, and she is exactly as she describes herself. I've devoted two books to the idea that you are in control of your life and capable of anything you set your heart and mind to. I've devoted my career and my company, and therefore my life, to creating content that reinforces that for you. again and again. I believe in you. I believe in you so hard. I know that for many of you, there aren't supportive family members or friends who will encourage you along the journey toward your goal. So please know, first and foremost, there is an enthusiastic mom of four living somewhere on a ranch in Texas that cannot wait to see what you do next. Here's the second thing you need to know, and why I stopped myself from adding a cuss word in the title. It doesn't matter if I believe in you. It doesn't matter if I am fired up on your behalf. I can write 1,000 books and post 1,000,000 inspiring Instagram posts, and none of it matters if you don't believe in yourself. I'm not going to be there tomorrow to tell you to get out of bed. I'm not going to be there next week when your shift gets cut at work and you don't know how you're going to make rent. I'm not going to be there when your family makes fun of you for trying to lose weight. I'm not going to be there when you fall off the wagon. I'm not going to be there when the stuff, she doesn't say stuff, but I can't say that right now. I'm not going to be there when the stuff hits the fan. I'm not going to be there when you quit on yourself. I'm not going to be there when you have to fight your way back. I'm not going to be there in your life when you're dealing with your stuff. You're going to be there every single day. So you better believe in yourself and believe that your life is worth fighting for. It's as simple and as hard as that. It means that you have to push through when you don't want to. It means that you have to find a way to not go binge eat. It means you have to have a hard conversation with your sister about the way you're feeling. It means that you have to talk to your spouse about how you can have a stronger marriage. It means that you're going to have to do a lot of things that make you uncomfortable. It means that you're going to have to parent your kids instead of giving them what they want in order to keep the peace. It means that you're going to have to lead your team with the wisdom and determination of a great coach instead of the blind acceptance of a great cheerleader. It means that you're going to have to be your own coach as well as your own hype squad. It means that you're going to have to lead yourself well. It means that you're going to have to treat yourself with kindness, but challenge yourself to become better. There are a lot of things that you're going to have to do. None of them are easy, but all of them are simple. The easiest way, the fastest way to get where you want to go is to not quit on yourself. When you're standing at the start of a long race, it feels very overwhelming. The idea of making it all the way to the finish line without walking away this time feels challenging, but it is possible if you believe in yourself. You've heard the quote about doubt, right? Doubt will kill more dreams than failure ever will. But belief in yourself will give you the strength to get back up again and again. You've got to take it one single day at a time. If an entire day feels too overwhelming, I'm going to ask you to take it an hour at a time to keep reminding yourself, this is who I am. Remember how we visualized the very best version of yourself? So I went back in the book, and she goes through a visualization process to invite people to do what we do in our tradition, to use our beautiful imaginations to see a greater yet to be. This, she says, is who you are on the inside. Your soul has always known who you are. That's why it keeps tugging at your heart, begging you to listen. That's where your what if is coming from. That's what makes you wonder about what else is possible. That's what makes you sad when you don't get there, because you know deep down in your belly, that a better version of you, a better version of this life, is waiting on the other side of that what if. Does this not resonate with our vision of a world that works for everyone? A calling to a higher, deeper, more soulful way of being. The real you is destined for something more, your version of more. This is who you were made to be. And the first step to making that vision a reality is to stop apologizing for having the dream in the first place. You know, because people will say that the vision of a world that works for everyone, how is it possible? Well, that's the purpose of a vision. To raise us in our vision and our thought up from where we are, above what is currently in place, beyond what is real life right now. It may not lay down the pathway for that to happen, but it is to inspire us and to draw us forward with the passion and feeling of that vision. Like Lady Gaga says, baby, you were born this way. It's not your job to make yourself fit into anyone else's ideal. It's your job to start believing in who you are and what you're capable of. It's time to be yourself, unapologetically, and to show the world what happens when a woman, it's written in the feminine pronouns, and you can adapt it. You know, just think about that if you're a man, all this time that the literally convention was man meant the generic person. Well, now you can just listen to it and think woman means the generic person and we can adapt. Isn't that wonderful? I love that. It's time to be yourself unapologetically and to show the world what happens when a woman challenges herself for greatness. It is time to stop apologizing for who you are. It is time to become who you were made to be. Now, who were we made to be? Well, from our teaching, we believe that we are made in the image and likeness of the divine creator. And so we are inheritors of its qualities and nature. That's something to take in, to imagine. What am I made of? And forget for a moment, how will I express that and how will I integrate that into my daily schedule and how will I change my habits? Let's put that aside for a moment and let us let the idea that we are made in the image and likeness of the Creator, by the Creator itself, through its own creative mind. Let that strike a note of resonance in us, to awaken in us that which already knows, our soul has always known. And then to use our beautiful imaginations to look up and to look forward into the greater yet to be and to play with how that might look and feel in some future time not too far away. You know, I said earlier on in the welcome that it is possibly a spiritual imperative for us to do that. Those of us who travel on the path of science of mind. Because we are made in the image and likeness of the Creator, we take it to be true that creation is part of who we are. The creative faculty is in us. And that the way it works is that it flows through our mentality, our consciousness, that it is in us and flows through us, and that our primary use of the creative power is through our imagination or our minds. Especially those thoughts that have heart and meaning for us. You know, that is why when some people hear the global vision and it strikes that note of resonance in them, they begin to feel something. And that feeling, our founder, Dr. Ernest Holmes, called warmth and color. You know, so it's not a wish, it's not a dream, it's not a random happy thought. It's seeking out and thinking and feeling and dwelling in the thoughts or the visions that have heart and meaning. That's why such words as equality and equity and forgiveness and love and enough stir us. Now think of yourself and ask, who would I be in this world if I were living from my spiritual identity? This is very, very important right now. You know, in this time, you know, this year is an election year. And so I want to ask you, how are you going to vote? Now, you will notice I did not ask you, who are you going to vote for? And I did not ask you, what are you going to vote for? Because that is none of my business. What is our business as spiritual practitioners on the path of science of mind is how we go about the process of voting. Now that we have been reminded of what our soul has always known, that we are attuned to spiritual values, that we resonate with a vision of a healthy, loving world, that we inherit the qualities such as creation from the Creator itself, might it not be important for me and you to put all of that in place when it comes time for me to exercise my civic duty? I think so. So in the upcoming weeks, I'm going to provide for you a Science of Mind spiritual guide to voting that invites you and me to take the elements of the global vision, which are all available on our website, and put it on a one-page card along with our shared values as a spiritual organization so that we can consult with them when we are deciding which way to vote. So that we can be confident that that which is spiritually resonating with us and true for us and important impacts the choices and decisions we make. It is also important to me that in preparing to vote, I take the time to practice the spiritual, let me call it technology, the spiritual technology called visioning, a practice in which we take time and then center ourselves in spirit, you know, whatever that means to you. And then ask ourselves a question such as, in that creative field which we call divine mind, some people call that spirit, in spirit, what is the highest ideal outcome for my participation in voting, for example? Now, some people will say, well, how can I possibly fathom the mind of the divine? Of course we cannot, but we are always lifting ourselves up for a higher inspiration to intuitively dial into and catch the inspiration of the divine so that we may think a larger thought. And so this spiritual technology guide will be in the voter guide that I provide for you. It has additional questions like, is there anything I need to let go of so that the divine impulse may come through me in this activity? You see, I think it is important for me, and maybe it is for you also, to stop apologizing for being a spiritual practitioner and to stop trying to fit into other faith traditions or ways of being and to come out of the closet and say, yes, I practice the science of mind, and I believe full well that there is a powerful good in the universe, and that I can use it, especially when I mindfully tune myself into how it wants to use me. And that I want to bring this spiritual faculty, this spiritual awareness, into everything I do. You see, when I talk this way, when I think this way, that sleeping giant wakes up. And then I realize it's not me who needs to be resilient. There is something within us that is already, and our souls have always known it. Yes, I want to vote with a spiritual sense leading me. Yes, I want to get through this pandemic with a spiritual sense guiding me. Yes, I want to see that same spiritual sense in my community. You know, now in this virtual world, everything has changed. For example, we don't even know how to count attendance anymore. You know, when we were together, we used to count the people. Somebody would stand in the balcony and count it. Oh, you know, we had 800 people this Sunday, you know, 500 or 11, or how many ever it was. We could count them. Well, we can't do that now because, you know, in the digital world, we don't know if one view is a family or if a person came just for a few moments and left. We don't know. And so it's brought into our consideration that numbers are not a successful way of counting success in ministry. You know what is? Changed lives. Success is when even one of us brings into our awareness our sense of spiritual self and acts from that. When even one of us successfully puts down the inclination to panic, when even one of us helps another, when even one of us attends a heart-wrenchingly difficult class like White Supremacy and me and White Supremacy, to investigate our own bias, when even one of us remembers the truth and begins to shine from within, that is success. And I know you. I know you are a practicing metaphysician. And I know, even so, at the same time, sometimes we need a place to say, I'm so dang tired of this. I'm fed up. I've had it. So if you cried yourself to sleep last night, or if there's something incomplete in you, please go to our prayer room after each service today and let one of the volunteer prayers, our prayer practitioners, sit with you and tell you the truth of your being in no uncertain terms. It is a mystery to me why there isn't a line of people waiting around the virtual block for this. I can't get through this life without prayer. I have a prayer, more than one prayer partner. I have a practitioner too. You know, a practitioner is a spiritual coach that I pay for a fee, on a fee-for-service basis, to listen to me as I talk through my challenges so she can identify the truth and tell it to me just like Rachel Hollis did through her book, to wake up in me the sleeping giant. And a therapist. And when we're not in sheltering place, many, many other things. You know, I'm privileged that way, that I have access to that. But even without access to all of that, you know what we have? We have one another. I'm so grateful to be part of this spiritual community with you. I invite you now to take a deep breath in with me and to exhale as we enter into a moment of prayer together. Recognizing one life, the eternal life of the Creator, that field of creativity which we call divine mind. I, Edward, speak this word for and about our spiritual community, our city of Santa Rosa, and our county of Sonoma, and our state of California, and our nation of the United States of America, and our world and all of its beings. From this awareness that we are united in our origin. And this realization gives me the foundation to affirm and claim and accept oneness without any loss of individuality or diversity. Just these words alone strike within me a resonance of remembrance. I recognize this to be true, and I identify myself and us with it. We are at home in the heart of God. Just this alone, this realization is enough to fill me with gratitude and joy. A deep, mindful joy, a soulful joy. And I release this word then. This word, my affirmative prayer, into that field called creative mind that listens and responds, that gives me the confidence to declare boldly, it is done, and it is so. And so it is. It is time for our offering. I thank you in advance for supporting our Center for Spiritual Living, Santa Rosa, during this time of challenge. It is so moving to receive the words of affirmation when somebody writes in and says, the center is my lifeline. And when people support us financially, that reminds me that the work that we are doing has value and importance. And if it does, and if there is something here that resonates with you, please go to Instagram, go to Facebook, go to Twitter, go to our website. Share us, comment on our work, and like it. Please enjoy this music while you consider what the Center for Spiritual Living means to you in your life.
Gratitude before me, gratitude behind me, gratitude to the left of me, gratitude to the right of me, gratitude above me, gratitude below me, gratitude within me, gratitude all around me. I'm so grateful. 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 Gratitude before me. Gratitude behind me. Gratitude to the left of me, gratitude to the right of me, gratitude above me, gratitude below me, gratitude within me, gratitude all around me. I'm so grateful, I'm so grateful, I'm so grateful. 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 I'm so grateful.
Hello, I'm William, and it's time for our community announcements. Online registration is currently open for our fall classes. Are you curious about how the stories you tell yourself affect your life? Wondering just what Ernest Holmes taught in small bits want to experience science of mind from the perspectives of five of our education ministry teachers? These are just a few of the offerings that start in mid-September. Sign up today and take advantage of the early bird discount, which ends on September 6th. By the way, everything that I'm sharing with you here and more is found on our website, www.cslsr.org. Under services, you'll find the Sunday bulletin filled with details and links. Each year, our center chooses 12 nonprofits to support. If you'd like to nominate an organization you particularly appreciate, please make sure to complete a nomination form by tomorrow, August 31st. You'll find this form on our website. Weekly and monthly small groups continue to meet online, and you can find more information about these in the online bulletin. And here are two highlights. At tonight's Sunday evening conversation, practitioner Maggie Cole is joined by Reverend Michael Gott, sharing their favorite responses and whatever else sometimes shows up. Both bring their wisdom. Reverend Michael also brings his beautiful music. Wednesday Night Wisdom continues through September. The 7 p.m. program is based on a book by activist and civil rights attorney Valerie Kaur, See No Stranger. And did you know there is free confidential prayer right after our service? To receive prayer, just leave at the end of this broadcast and go to the special link for after-service prayer on the homepage. The prayer practitioners look forward to supporting you in knowing your best and highest good. Thank you for being part of our spiritual community.
It is time to close our service. Please say these words with me. And if you are not yet familiar with them, if you hang around with us long enough, they will soon become very familiar to you. Know with me that you are never alone, that Spirit is right where you are, that you have only to look within at any moment to know that you are guided, sustained, and empowered by a presence that expresses itself through you in this world. In deepest gratitude, let us live our lives accordingly so that in everything that we do and say and think, we honor this creative presence within. And so it is. I'll see you next week. Our topic for next month is all about faith. Oh, just on time. I'll see you then.
Thank you, Santa Rosa. I love you. See you next time when we can be together in person. Till then,
love be with you. Peace enfold you. Spirit lift you. Breathe it in. Truth come through you, may good flow to you, and let joy renew you till we meet again. Love be with you. Ooh, love be with you. All together, hand in hand, we see the light, we take a stand, and we are changing. Whole new life for you and me. Take your past and set it free. Share this blessing. Love be with you. Peace enfold you. Spirit lift you. Breathe it in. Truth come through you. May good flow to you. Let joy renew you till we meet again. Love be with you. Love be with you. Ooh, love be with you. Ooh, love be with you. Ooh, love be with you.
Love you.